Well, anyhow, welcome again to the Pearl of the Orange Show. We're now back on primetime every Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. at 101.7 FM on your radio dial. This has been 9 years, and thank you for everybody who supported us for 9 executive years. We hope that we have given you great music, knowledge, that we have, and also that we have preserved our culture and heritage through the power of radio. Today I'm very excited because we have these young fellows from Queen's University who created a website in computer. Now, I would like to let you know I might do a little mistake in asking questions or anything like that because I am not into computer whatsoever. Today I'm very excited. I have a very special guest. His name is Patrick Tanzola, a co-creator of Pungent.com. He is from Toronto. He's 26 years old. He's an Italian background. He graduated Queen's University, a degree in linguistic and economics. Both very interesting. A former editor of the Queen's Journal. That's their campus newspaper. He is also a humor writer and a poet on web creative writing at Freedom is a
Cupcake. That's the name of my website. Creative writing website.
All right. Yeah. Good evening, Patrick. Welcome to my show. And this is your first time here, and you're not Filipino. But you know why
you can make an exception, John.
That's correct. Yeah. Well, I've got other nationality who was here at one point. Also, some big. We were just discussing about it, celebrities and not whatnot. Anyhow, the reason why you're here because you would like to.
I'd like to tell you about my website.
That's correct. And your website is a funny website.
It's a lot of jokes. It's supposed to be funny. We try to be funny. Pungents.com is a joke-a-day website. We have fresh and original puns daily. Puns on Demand, which is the web's first custom joke service.
Yeah.
And our most popular feature, Punshine Girls and Punshine Boys.
Okay. What is pun? P-U-N.
P-U-N.
What is that?
P-U is appropriate because some people think it's the lowest form of humor.
Uh-huh.
For example, you should never argue with a cow because it's always a moot point.
That's a moo-moo, okay? What else?
Or what do French cannibals eat for breakfast?
Okay, what is it?
Omelets. Anyway, okay. Puns are everywhere. They're on newspaper
headlines.
Give me
headlines. Some more.
What's a cannibal's favorite dessert?
Uh-huh, what is it?
J-Lo.
Hey, she's married again. Now, there is one here. Two different words that share the same or similar sound.
Yeah, that's what a pun is. It's not the same as a play on words, uh-huh. Which people confuse.
Uh-huh.
For example, a pun would be something like, uh-huh. The excitement at a circus is intense.
Okay.
So you have two separate words or phrases that are used together. They have different meanings, but they sound the same.
So actually, this is clean jokes.
We try to be clean.
Okay.
Do
you do dirty ones as well?
Nothing explicit, but sometimes we use innuendo.
Innuendos. Okay. All right.
The humor we have is we try to keep it intelligent and current, so it's not too corny. We're trying to change the reputation of puns from low brow.
So when the listeners go to your website in computer, from what age to what age do you think is proper?
I think if you're, it's PG and up, I would say.
Okay, all right.
15 and up. I don't know how do you classify these things.
What happened to 14 years old and 7 years old? No, you won't suggest that.
Well, either they might not get the jokes or they might be a bit off color in terms of there's innuendo.
They might have difficulty between lines. That's right. Now, what is a pungent.com then?
Well, that's the name of the website, Pungents, okay. P-U-N-G-E-N-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
We started in December, and already we have close to 1,000 hits a day. I say we, it's my friend Rain and I who started the site. It's a friend of mine from high school. And we were both at U of T this fall and not liking our programs very much. So I wouldn't say we quit school to start a pun website, but we both stopped attending our graduate programs. Mm-hmm. And this was one thing that we started to do to kind of fill our days in January.
Mm-hmm.
So we had no previous web design experience, so we learned how to do everything ourselves. It took a long time.
Why did you say it take a long time?
Because, well, we have no, we're not web experts either.
Okay.
Rain is a, he's more of the technical guy, but he had never designed a web.
What did he major in university, Rain?
He is doing his PhD in zoology.
Right now.
We both dropped out. He's now working at U of T
as
an ethics review coordinator for their.
Smart guy.
Yeah, he's kind of, he does the ethics review for animal experiments, things like that.
Give me a better scenario.
He's kind of the bureaucrat in charge of the processing paperwork for different experiments that the university departments are doing.
Okay,
in zoology.
Zoology, yeah.
Biology.
Yeah, so it most, degree is biology, zoology, will be do a lot of research program.
Yes,
you know, most people would usually rely on government funds, you know, but that's the way it is. That's the way it's constructed, you know. Anyhow, why are we now in animals? We were pungent.
Well, he's a very knowledgeable guy and helps with the punning.
No, I'm going back again now with you. You were saying you are linguistic. Tell our listeners, how many languages do you speak? Okay, you speak Italian, you speak English, you do a little
French.
Bit Portuguese.
Well, I live in Little Portugal.
Yeah, and French. Well, don't forget Italian, French, and Portugal. Similar languages, Spanish,
yeah, romance,
you know,
yeah.
Very romantic, of course. And what else?
Well, at Queens, I studied Latin and Greek. So I wouldn't say I speak them, but
yeah.
I know more.
Do you think that Latin and Greek are similar? No.
On the surface, they're extremely different.
Italian would be closest to Latin.
To Latin, yes.
Yeah. Well, where do you hear Latin nowadays? Only on masses. In Rome, but not here in Canada or anywhere else. I don't know, St. Michael's, if they do Mass on Sundays, I think they do it in Latin, if the Cardinal is the one doing it. Yeah. The reason I want to go through that, I'm going to jump from one question to... is it true that you correspond with the new Pope?
Yes,
Pope Benedict the 16th.
Well, we're attempting to continue a correspondence with him. He has not got back to us since our latest
message. How long was that? When was that?
We discovered a couple weeks ago that he has an email address.
So only 2 weeks ago. It might take 2 years before he answers you because of the... Well, you're not the only one who knows that he had an email.
Oh, yeah. We didn't discover it. We found out.
Can we...
But we immediately
can we
saw
know
it as
what
an opportunity.
Can we know what you told him on your website at the email?
We congratulated him on his new job. we told him about our website.
Well, he opens it up, eh? Yeah, the chances is 1 in 1,000,000, maybe, but you never know. Yeah, did he know that he's going to be a pope? You know what I mean? Read between lines. Yeah, that's funny. I like him, by the way.
We can't give up Pope.
Yeah,
reach him.
I like him right away. As soon as he went out on the balcony that he was the new pope, I knew him right in my heart. He is going to be a good person.
Well,
I think
he's a great speaker.
Yeah, he's an intelligent guy. I heard he's very hardliner, actually. A hard man to deal with. But that's why people are intelligent. That's why they have to make rules. If you're too soft, I think it's not a good place to be if you're too soft, isn't it? You're Catholic as well. You're Italian.
I was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
I went to St. Mike's College School.
Yeah. Well, are you religious?
That's where I met Rain.
Are you religious?
I didn't go to Mass this week. I did go to Mass when the Pope died.
Now, on your jokes on the website, do you make jokes about the Catholic Church?
We do actually have.
Give me one or two.
Why does the Pope travel so much?
Okay,
because he's a Roman Catholic.
Next one. Give me another one.
Another one, eh? people who, when you go to the Vatican, you meet the most interesting papal.
Okay. Patrick, are you going to make money on this?
Well, we have t-shirts that we're selling now.
I saw that. Wonderful.
I've shown you that. We have
nice design.
Designed by the pungents themselves. So we've done everything ourselves. Uh-huh. You can order them online.
Please say that. And how much? So
they're $20.
Okay. Nice t-shirts. And you got different sizes, right?
Yeah. Small, medium, large, extra large.
Only one color?
Right now, just one color.
That's good.
It's a test one.
That's fine.
It's white on black. Because we're going for a kind of a literary edge.
So those listeners who would like to get in their hands into that t-shirt? Tell them where to get.
Go to pungence.com/merch, M-E-R-C-H, as in merchandise, /t-shirts.htm. And
you better spell that, your email address. Spell it to some people that might...
Oh, if you want to email us, you can send us an email at pungence@pungence.com. So that's P-U-N-G-E-N-T-S.
That's right.
Pungence.com.
Now, what is that O. Henry pun off?
Good question. That is the most famous joke contest in the world. Or pun contest, to be specific. Believe it or not, there is an annual joke contest in Austin, Texas. It's called the O. Henry Pun Off. O. Henry he's not the chocolate bar, it's the writer O. Henry.
Okay.
And it's done at the O. Henry Museum in Austin, Texas. There are two events. There's a kind of a prepared pun.
Okay.
I have to give a 90-second speech that's all puns.
Are you going to be there, really?
I'm going to be there on Friday, actually.
Oh, really? You're flying?
I'm flying down.
Who's paying for your flight?
So far, we're subsidizing this out of our own pockets. Oh, but we do have actually a donation link on our website. If you want to help us get to the pun off, you can donate. And certain donations, after a certain amount, I think it's $45, we'll give you a free t-shirt. And we have a section on our site called Pun Pals where people write in their own jokes and we kind of act as like the American Idol of punning and tell them what they think. So I'm kind of like the Paula Abdul of punning and Rain is Simon Cowell.
do you think you'll be a millionaire within the period of, let's say, 5 years from now with all these pun jokes of yours?
Well, we're trying. We figure if we can make this popular, if the pun's the lowest form of humor, then we can do anything else. Really? So this is kind of a challenge for us.
Yeah.
And as people have really received it warmly, especially the Punshine Girl section, where we're not looking for girls with sexy bodies, we're looking for a sexy mind.
That's right. So you're right. Sometimes a woman, they might not be the greatest Nicole Kidman, but if they're brainy, you know, intelligent, it's an aphrodisiac, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And also, a sense of humor is also another characteristic of a person, male or female. It's one of another sexual innuendo.
Yeah, on the internet especially, where everything's written, you have to have that kind of brain to kind of seem attractive.
Oh, absolutely,
You may be able to, you know, make jokes and
communicate. So you have a very, I would say, mellow jokes about... the church or the religion, mellow jokes about sexual things or innuendos.
Yeah, we try to keep them cheeky. Yes, never anything explicit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about homosexuals?
No.
You don't want to touch that, okay? That's fine. That's fine. How about ethnic?
No.
No as well, yeah.
Well, we have... nothing making fun of any ethnicity.
But why not?
We might mention an Indian joke. You might make it.
Patrick, you know, this is not the 20th century. You can make fun of homosexuals. We can make fun of different ethnic
groups. Well, I can't remember all the jokes, but I think we do. we get pretty risque.
Everything now is out of the closet, you know. This is very interesting. But we'll be back with Patrick right after this. Don't go away. We're back to our Pearl of the Orange show. Here we're talking with Patrick Tanzola, who created a what you call this again?
It's help a humor me, website.
Help me. A website. Yeah, website. I just want to let you know, people, that I'm not into computer. But if people like this Patrick here, who's so smart and created a website like this, it's a gift from God. Would you agree with me with that, Patrick, or not?
Right. Well, I wouldn't say you're one for understatement.
It's a selling tool. Can you give me some puns about Toronto? Last question, my friend.
We've actually been on TV a couple times to do puns about Toronto, but I brought some of our favorites with me.
Tell me. Tell us.
Well, if you notice, I'm not wearing any socks.
That's right.
But so what if I have dirty feet? Because I'm a Torontonian.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know how Toronto has a bit of an inferiority complex.
Why?
You know, as an example, when the Yo-Yo College finally opened in Toronto, the politicians exclaimed, "Finally, we're a world-class city." Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo. Okay, tell us about anything about the Queen of England.
Queen pun. Well, the last time she visited Toronto, the crowd could tell that she had really chunked up. Because her, you know, her motorcade was passing along the Queen's Way.
Right.
And they could see everything.
Actually, we got lots of Queen streets all over Toronto. You know, Patrick, I like your jokes. I hope you succeed with all your endeavors, and entice our people, or my listeners, our community, to get to their computer. To your puns.com, and I'll give you 2 minutes. Go for it.
Pungence.com is more than just a joke website. It's kind of a whole approach to humor and laughter. We're trying to take something that's considered lowbrow, we're making it highbrow and exciting. We have some very original things that have never been done before, like puns on demand, where we help you write a joke that you need, say for a speech or a slogan that you need. It's called Puns on Demand. It's the web's first custom joke service. That's just one of the things the website has. We have the Pun Pal section, where we're kind of like the American Idol of punning, where you send us a joke, as long as it's original, and we'll tell you what we think about it and whether it's good or not. We have Punshine Girls and Boys. That's possibly the most popular feature, where it's... people with sexy minds, they may have sexy bodies, but they definitely have sexy minds. They pose with a pun that we write for them. And
interesting.
It's a way for them to promote their self and their love of punning.
Okay.
So we also have online audition forms for that. So you can check out pungence.com for like a whole different array of humorous things that center around the pun.
So anybody who'd like to get in touch with you can just go through that pun.com, and you got your phone number there.
Yeah, email us at pungence@pungence.com.
Patrick Tanzola, thank you very much indeed. I hope you succeed, and most likely you would be. So good luck to you, and keep in touch with me. I'd like to know your progress. You never know. I might invite you back again within 6 months' time, or maybe a year from now. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you very much. This is it for this weekend. I hope you enjoy the music that I played today, and I hope you enjoy our program. I hope you tune us again the same radio station, the same time next Saturday, 100.107 on your FM radio dial. This is Joel saying goodbye.